generation defined by its debt. Students,
you know, these student loan questions are terrifying.
Students leave college sometimes owing tens of thousands of dollars. They're still paying 20 or 30 years later, and it's sometimes the interest has accrued, so the amount that they owe 10 years after they graduate is more than what they owed on graduation day.
Are you still paying?
I am still paying.
My wife
I will
is
be
still
paying for a long time.
It's amazing.
The size of our student loan debt is at an all-time high. Defaults on the rise also. And President Obama has a plan, and how effective that plan will be, we'll find out in the days to come. Joining us now, Anya Kamenetz, author of The EduPunk's Guide. Good morning, Anya.
Good morning.
You know, first of all, do we know all the details about the president's plan? Do we know enough to know how many people it will help?
Sure. So he has basically proposed an acceleration of a program called income-based repayment, which actually went into effect a couple of years ago. And what it basically allows you to do is lower your payments so that you're paying just a certain percentage of your income. And he's lowered that percentage. So it's now 10% of your income that's going to go to paying off these loans.
We're speaking with Anya Kamenetz. She's speaking to us via Skype. She's also the author of not just the EduPunk's Guide, but also the Generation Debt column for the Village Voice back in 2005. It was published in 2006. So, Anya, I have a bunch of questions here from listeners. Are you up for answering some of these?
Absolutely.
Okay, take a listen to this one.
Hi, my name is Moni, calling from Denver, Colorado. And I'd like to know how President Obama's new plan can help me get out of my student loan debt. Pretty much neck deep in student loans, and sometimes I think about why should I have even gone to school?
Okay, Anya, we're not expecting you to answer why Moni should have gone to school, but explain to him exactly how this program works.
Sure. So basically, the best website for figuring out how to apply for income-based repayment is ibrinfo.org. That's maintained by the Project on Student Debt. And it's going to be a pretty simple application process. It involves your tax returns, you know, proof of adjusted gross income. But in spite of the fact that it's pretty simple to enroll, this is a very undersubscribed program. So there's only about 450,000 people using income-based repayment, and there are millions and millions of people that are eligible. So, you know, more than anything, what I hope is that this announcement will let more people know that they have this option to stretch out and lower their payments.
So this elasticity in the amount of subscribing for this program is certainly a sign that it can make some really quick improvements if people learn about it and actually sign up. But how much are people's credit ratings actually at risk by carrying this debt? And if they lower their payments, you know, under this program, does that put them in a scary position regarding maybe other indebtedness by, you know, getting a car or a house?
Well, the serious impact on your credit comes when you go into delinquency or default on these loans. And so the hope is that by using a program like income-based repayment, you can remain in good standing on the loans and not have to be in delinquency or default. And as we know, default rates have been soaring since the recession started. There is a concern with the impact on your credit, your debt-to-income ratio, because when you lower down your payments and stretch out the payments, the overall interest you pay, the overall amount you pay is going to go up, and that's going to negatively impact your credit rating.
We're speaking with Anya Kamenetz about this new plan from President Obama to help out with some of the student loan issues in the country. Let me give you a couple more questions here. Michael in Queens asks this. Does the student loan reduction plan of President Obama only apply to those with federal loans who go into public service? Anya?
It does not only apply to public service. There's a separate program called Public Service Loan Forgiveness that can actually zero out your debts after 10 years. But the first part of Michael's question is important. These are only for federal loans. Private student loans, which are unsubsidized, which carry interest rates of 10 to 15% and which are growing three times as fast as federal student loans, this program does not help you with those.
All right. Here's another one, and it looks like these are perhaps from a couple of parents. A listener in Massachusetts says, I don't have any student loans myself, but by the time both my sons graduate, we'll have over $200,000 in loans. And so another listener in Detroit texts this, will Obama's plan go to loans that parents took out for their students?
Plus loans ought to be eligible, yes, for the income-based repayment.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an easy answer. The issue here, Anya, is that perhaps with the rising cost of tuition, we just got the headline today that it's gone up 8% over the past year. So people are having to fork out more and more. And in this particular economy, that means a lot of people are carrying more and more debt than ever before. Some people, I think the average is student leaves college owing $27,000 in debt.
Right.
And they can't get rid of this in bankruptcy, right?
That's absolutely right. And you know what? I'm going to correct what I just said. PLUS loans are not eligible. This is only federal loans and direct loans.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. And that's a major issue because the PLUS loans have been something that parents have taken on increasingly in the last few years.
Anya, go back to the president's public service program just for a moment, just because thinking about some of the people that want to get out from under these loans, is it possible in this public service program that you could take your loans, go do, say, Teach for America for 3 or 4 years and significantly reduce your indebtedness in some way? How does that work?
This is a career-long commitment. So this is for people who, you know, they want to work for the government in nonprofits as police, firefighters, teachers, social workers. You have to be in repaying your loans for at least 10 years in order for them to get paid back through public service loan forgiveness. So it's not something where you can go just for a few years.
All right. So, Anya, what do you think about this plan? Does this even to me, it feels like it won't be really begin to address the real issue here with crippling student loans that can never go away, where defaults are on the rise. And in fact, a recent study that I saw said only 37% of borrowers who started repaying their loans in 2005 actually paid them back fully and on time. So I'm not sure that this plan does enough.
You know, I'm with you there. I think its effects are going to be limited. It doesn't help people with private loans. It doesn't help parental loans. It doesn't help people with defaulted loans. It doesn't offer bankruptcy protection. And it doesn't address the underlying issue. I mean, the reason I moved on from Generation Debt to the EduPunk's Guide is I really feel like we need to deal with the cost of college. I mean, that's the underlying issue that's causing debt to rise.
So, Anya, if you were the president, if you could take your pen and just solve this issue, what would be your solution? Forgive all student loans?
I would like to see expanded options for forgiveness. And really, this is about restoring bankruptcy protection. I think that's the ultimate issue because the fact that these debts are treated so differently from every other kind of debt is what's really causing the pain here.
Anya Kamenetz is the author of The EduPunk's Guide. You can get a free download of that for your Kindle or just print it out. She's also senior writer for Fast Company magazine. Anya, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you have questions about your own student loan or comments about this particular plan or about the entire student loan debacle, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your stories.